Kona 639 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Whenever there is a Santa Rosa County Commission meeting week, they have a committee on Monday and they have the actual meeting on Thursday. On Tuesday morning, we'd like to talk to Devan Cook, the administrator for the county. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So we'll get to the actual meeting itself, but I want to start with what happened after the meeting, which was the second, at least now, of the planning board talking about the new land development code regulations. And it's a massive document, of course, with there's like 115 or so, I think, different changes proposed. The first meeting, as I understand, was kind of a catastrophe. How did last night's meeting go?
Last night's meeting went very well. We finished up around 9:30. Staff had worked really hard to put the changes together in a format that was easier to maneuver, and I thought the chair person did a great job running the meeting, and so it went very well. I think a lot was accomplished, and of course we'll take it up in the regular board will take it up in a workshop on May the 8th.
I know the one issue that had come up related to the land development code was the changing of the distance that any new build bar or, you know, alcohol service establishment would be able to build connected to schools and or churches, that Commissioner Wright wanted to reduce that from 2,500 feet, the current prohibition, to just can't be the adjacent parcel. Did the planning board pass forward that change?
They had a good discussion on that. There was some interest in keeping it 2,500 feet to schools and 1,000 feet to churches. So there was not a final resolution, but the zoning board members made their feelings clear on it. And so, you know, that will be something as we go through this process that they'll still have to work through and ultimately, you know, come to a conclusion on. So it was a good discussion, and I think some of the misconceptions were cleared up at last night's meeting. And again, you know, all of these things in the coming weeks will be discussed again by the zoning board and by the county commissioners.
And the next event for this process is what?
May the 8th.
And that's going to be the general, the whole committee meeting, right? The whole commission meeting?
That's a workshop. It's actually a workshop.
Okay.
And then the committee meeting will be that night. But that day we set aside several hours for the board to have a workshop, and we're setting up presentations for citizens and business owners that would like to make presentations on that date directly to the board. So that'll be our next meeting regarding the LDC.
So you've been very intimately connected with this process. The only real issue that I've paid any attention to is the alcohol distance one, because that kind of made some news and they were talked about in the commission meeting. I briefly looked over the list of changes, so I don't feel like I'm all that familiar with the proposed changes. You're on the inside. Is there anything in the list that you think people would find particularly interesting that it might get changed in the LDC?
Well, there are some changes regarding subdivisions and the requirements for paving the roads and subdivisions that may ultimately become county maintained, and we're increasing the asphalt depth that would have to be provided, and also the base materials and those kinds of things. So, you know, what we're trying to do is just be sure that for the long term, county roads that are going to become county roads are better and will last a lot longer than our current LDC provides for.
Oh, okay. And look, I'm an advocate for that, because I have seen what happens when you have private roads where there's a pothole every 3 months because it's not built deep enough, or when you have subdivisions built with a private road and then they try to convert it over to a county road, and we see all the trouble associated with that. So, okay, that makes sense to me as well. The other thing that kind of came up yesterday in the regular meeting was we seem to be pretty close, or are we actually there to finalize this deal to acquire the 500 acres in Navarre?
Yes, that's moving forward. Member from the Trust for Public Lands was there and made a brief presentation, but actually we're at the point of executing the agreement.
Great.
So that's that's a very exciting program that we've been able to work with the Trust for Public Lands on, and that should be finished up probably in the next 30 days or so once the agreement's executed.
Outstanding. And that's all going to be set aside for preservation land with sort of minimal, you'll be able to use it, but it's going to be minimal, construction or structures or anything like that. Maybe a kayak launch or walking trail, but that's kind of the extent of it, right? It's meant to remain natural.
Absolutely. It's going into conservation, so it will remain natural, and we hope to put some amenities, as you said, like walking trails, possibly a kayak launch and those kind of things. But other than that, it will remain in conservation.
Hey, last question for you, Devan. I know there's some proposed changes to the animal regulations, particularly as it relates to dangerous dogs. Can you maybe just spend 20 seconds or so and tell people what the proposed change there is on an ordinance level?
Well, some of the changes are just cleaning up the current regulations and changing some of the fines that are related to dangerous dogs, dangerous animals. And so we're just trying to give our animal control officers a little bit more, a few more options to try to help regulate. As you know, we've had quite a few situations lately where citizens have been attacked by dogs and that kind of thing, and this will give our animal control officers a little better basis for taking action when it's necessary.
I will tell you that riding in Escambia County, the entire county, I never felt the need to carry a self-defense bat. Riding in Santa Rosa County, I always carry a bat, and it comes in handy every single week. It comes in every single week. that's just the reality of it. So far, I never had to hit a dog, but, it's better to have a bat and not need it. And we often have used it as a warning. Devan Cook, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, as always, man, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you do. We'll look forward to the meeting on Thursday.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great day.
You